Steinczyk. Steinczyk is an oil painting on canvas 88 cm wide and 120 cm long by Jan Matejko, completed in 1862. The proper title of the painting is Steinczyk during a ball at the court of Queen Bona in the face of the loss of Smolensk. It happened during the war with Russia in 1514. Since 1924, the painting Steinczyk has been in the possession of the National Museum in Warsaw. The main character, portrayed against a dark background in the center of the painting, is the titular Steinczyk, a court jester dressed in a blood-red outfit, sitting on a chair, pensive and worried probably by the fact of the loss of Smolensk by Poland. Behind him, in the upper right-hand corner of the picture, you can see a red-lit scene of the ball. The foreground is created by an image of a dark brown curtain in the bottom left-hand corner of the picture and a dark diagonal floor space, which is covered with a patterned carpet in brown hues, better lit than the floor itself. Only the bottom left-hand corner lies in a shade. Although the figure of the jester is in the background, it is the most prominent feature in the painting. He has a typical red fool's hat on his head, with three horn insets in the shape of triangular cones. Two are placed symmetrically on the sides of his head, sticking out from the head at the height of the ears, slightly bending towards the shoulders. The hat is pointed at the top. Its third horn is hanging over the top of the head in such a way the triangular shape of the fabric is bending down slightly towards the back in the direction of the left arm. Small, round golden bells hang from all the three horns of the hat and in the middle of the hat, from the front of the end of the central horn, there is a row of even smaller bells. The hat, covering the entire head, is connected like a hood to a short cape buttoned at the neck and thrown over the red kaftan with embroidered sleeves. Steinczyk is wearing very tight pants. The jester's curved wooden armchair is standing slightly sideways towards the bottom left-hand corner of the paintings. For the viewer, the figure of Steinczyk, sitting casually, there is arranged in the same way. We see him slightly sideways to the left. The figure takes approximately 3/4 of the height of the paintings. Sitting very comfortable, Steinczyk has casually outstretched, widely spaced legs and feet, clad in red flat shoes with short uppers. The man is resting his elbows on the arms of the chair. He is holding his hands at the height of his abdomen, with the fingers laced together. He is slightly tilted forward and is looking down unseen. On his long face you can see reverie and sorrow. He has a high forehead and clearly outlined aquiline nose and expressive dark eyes. He is a dark-haired, middle-aged man with a short beard and mustache. His ears are hidden under the hat. Only a small piece of black fringe is protruding from under it. On the left of the chair there is a small, low table covered with a thick, dark golden patterned fabric reaching the floor. There is a document lying on the table. On the bottom of it, a red stamp is visible. Given the historical context, you can guess that this is a proof of the loss of Smolensk. Above the table, there is an open window, but only the bottom right-hand part of it is visible. It is situated in the top left-hand corner of the painting. In the night sky, a few stars and a bright streak, like a comet, are visible and also a Wawel Cathedral Tower. The comet might symbolize an impending disaster. The shutter, opened to the right, is filled with many small thick hexagonal panes. It is covered with dark green curtain hanging freely down and reaching the table. On the carpet on the right of Steinczyk there is a scepter. It is a short stick placed slightly diagonally towards the viewer, ending with a spherical red head. A dark brown curtain is hanging behind the jester, but the top right-hand part of the painting is illuminated with red light. The artist painted there a scene of the ball, dimly visible through an open door, whose left jamb is covered with a heavy red cloth. In the room, you can faintly see a few people standing with their backs to the viewer. On the right, there is a woman in a long dress with a fan in her hand. On her left, there is a bearded man. You can see a part of his right profile. His head, covered with a hat, is leaning to the left towards the floor. Behind their backs, there are two dwarfs of the opposite sexes. One of them is holding a lute in his hands. At the left door frame, you can only see an elderly, gray-haired man with a thick gray mustache, who is standing facing the viewer. The face of the jester seems to resemble the face of Jan Matejko himself.